I'm so excited for you guys to listen to this week's episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast.
I learned a lot. And then that inspired me to kind of go down this whole rabbit hole of clean living. Like, I mean, I was the girl, like, remember in fashion, I was like the first one to buy like the latest Chanel lipstick and the Giorgio Armani foundation and NARS Orgasm and all these like, you know, amazing products. But then I found out once I started researching that these are toxic. Watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus, keep the drive. No slow motion, I'm alive. Power surging, can't deny. I'm unstoppable, touch the sky. Level up. Oh my God. Everybody, I'm so excited. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast. We are so excited to have Melissa Myers in the studio today. We are going to talk all things wellness, aging, pro-aging, all the things, lifestyle, eating clean, living clean. So excited you're here, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. I'm going to tell my audience about your bio, and it's incredible. Melissa Myers is the founder and creative director of the inspirational lifestyle blog, The Glow Girl, an LA-based social media influencer with over 20 years of covering beauty, fashion, wellness, travel. She helps women over 40 with tips, tricks, and product picks. Since moving from New York City to LA 10 years ago, she adopted a healthier lifestyle and she switched out all her beauty and personal care products and foods to cleaner options. She has appeared as a lifestyle expert and a contributor for huge shows like Access Hollywood Live, NBC Today, Weekend Today, Live Better TV, Fox Good Day News, New York, Good Day New York, etc. And she was coined the most stylish 54-year-old on Instagram by Who What Wear. She has been in numerous publications like People, Style Watch, and Hamptons Magazine, just to name a couple. So I've got to ask Melissa, what inspired you to create the Glow Girl blog? I know you were in corporate, so take us back to your origin story, how you were in corporate, how that led to you wanting the Glow Girl blog, and then how has it evolved in this era into this clean living lifestyle blog?
Well, it definitely was an evolution. So in terms of reinvention, I did it several times over. I started my career at a company called Bear Stearns, rest in peace, and it was an investment bank where I planned conferences and special events. And there I learned so much just about what it takes to put together a budget, events. I really learned a lot working with senior management, and it was amazing. While I was there, I was writing like restaurant reviews. I was like writing, they had this little publication, and everybody would kind of know me as that girl, like Ask Melissa. So people were asking Melissa, where do you get your hair done? What should I get my mom for her birthday? Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it? So flash forward, I was working at Bear Stearns for 10 years, but then when I had my children, it was a really tough job to have because I was traveling all over the world. In fact, I did conferences in Russia. I did them at Davos, Italy. I was working with senior management. So the conferences were very important. They were very high profile and very interesting. So I couldn't do that when I had my kids, but I didn't want to give up a career. So I decided with the help of my husband, because he said, everyone's always asking Melissa, so you should just create something out of that. And that's when I started.
What year was that?
That was, oh my God, that was so many years ago. So I have to say, I resigned from Bear Stearns. I worked there till 2007. I think it was, no, 87 to 97. I'm going back. So it was probably 3 years later after I had my son when I decided. So really like around 2001, 2002, when I was talking about Ask Melissa. So this is way before people even were called influencers. The whole blogosphere was starting. People were starting to take things online instead of like reading hard magazines and stuff like that. So
well, you were really at the beginning of the social media. You were one of the first influencers.
You know, I kind of feel like Allison Broad of Allison Broad PR. She's like, you were the pioneer.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing it a long time. And I started this business, Ask Melissa. It was just like a little mom and pop thing where I would just write about my favorite things. And I call them my preferred providers. And at the same time, I would ask these providers to give the people that I recommended to them a discount. The thing is, there was no way to track it then. It was kind of like a little bit of Groupon meets Daily Candy and, you know, back in the
day. Oh, yeah, I remember Daily Candy back
then. Yes. And I started a newsletter, and that newsletter started with 25 people. It grew to 750, then it grew to 7,000. It was just word of mouth only. So then a family friend said, you know, I'd love to come in and really make this a business. This Ask Melissa thing, it has roots. I think that there's something to it. So I was very complimented, and she came in, and then she encouraged me to start doing videos, these little like man on the street videos. She's like, oh, we'll just interview like the chef from Telepan. We'll do like some other things, some workout fitness studios. And then I said, oh my God, that's not my thing. You know, I'm a journalist. I'm a writer. I like writing and sharing my information, but she pushed me to do it. And then she also said, we have to write a business plan. The guy that she hired to write the business plan, he was writing a business plan for NBC. And it was their local station. So it was New York Live. And he just showed them my business plan. And they said, oh, we would love her to do, you know, some man on the street. We would love her to come on every month and talk about her finds, because that was the kind of channel it was. It was like a Discovery local channel that NBC was running. And then somehow then I ended up getting on the Hoda show and wow. with Hoda and Kathy Lee. And then it led to so many other opportunities just from that. And it was just like, honestly, I mean, part of it was luck, but part of it was just me working. And by the way, I had to work very hard at this. I took a Toastmasters class. I worked with a media trainer. I did not know how to be on TV. So this was all myself, like, and I was very, very nervous. So I took all of this on. And this is just like, you know, just a note to people who think like, oh, I don't like public speaking, or I don't like doing, you know, something that someone doesn't want to do. You can do it. You just have to put your mind to it. And it's like baby steps, as I always say, like one little step a day.
Well, you really, you know, hustled and you built an amazing brand.
Well, then, so then Ask Melissa then became Page Daily, because then I hired someone else. I brought in an editor in chief. I brought in a head of advertising sales. She was the second employee at Daily Candy. Wow. And she saw me on the Today Show and contacted me and said, you know, I'd love to help you build this out, but there are a lot of changes that we have to make and we'll have to raise money. So then I did a whole round of fundraising, which was also out of my wheelhouse, because I think of myself as more of a creative and not a numbers person, but I had to get comfortable with the numbers. And went out and we raised about $500,000. We also put our own money in and we started Page Daily, which was like your favorite magazine. You get a page a day. And I interviewed people like Heidi Klum, Elizabeth Hurley, my friend Samantha Edis. I mean, I interviewed a ton of people, and it would be like a cover, and the highlights of the cover would be the articles. And what ended up happening is at the time, in the beginning, when I first launched, it really took off. And I had about, I'd say, close to 300,000 monthly uniques. I was getting tons of ad sales. I was growing my team. It was an amazing experience. And I was working out of my home to keep costs down. But I grew to like 12 employees. I had 28 interns. It kind of got out of hand. You know, I was like trying to raise kids, my husband, everything, you know, just trying to manage it all. It did get complicated.
Yeah.
And you know, but we grew and we did well. And I learned from making a lot of mistakes that you don't have to pay $8,000 a month for SEO. But back in the day, it wasn't like it is today. You really had to hire people to do these things. So, you know, I went ahead, had this great magazine, became editor in chief. And I was always that researcher that like had to find out what the best new thing was. And then I started, all of a sudden, I landed at the second row in Fashion Week, across from Anna Wintour.
Wow.
Interviews, red carpet interviews. I worked my very first really big break with a brand was Nexus Hair Care. Mm-hmm. And this is back in the day, they paid me $30,000 to do one deal, which was like a few articles. And then I had to go do a red carpet interviews at the Tonys, do like a day in the life with the people at the Tonys. And it was just it was like actually the last project that I did before I moved to California, which was in 2012. So that was all very exciting. It took on a life of itself. But one of the things that I did realize is that the pace of my life was too fast. And I wasn't able to be there as much as I wanted to for my kids. So it really started eating away at me. So my husband and
I had a health scare.
Well, I had a health scare when I moved to LA.
Oh,
I do want to talk about, but this is before, like right before, like, why did I move to, like, why did we move to LA? We just,
you were still in New York when you were realizing that you were going too fast and you were missing like precious moments with your kids.
Exactly. I mean, there would be days when like my daughter would be so sick and I wouldn't be able to take care of her because I had to be, you know, interviewing somebody important, or it didn't work. It was very frustrating. And I just didn't have any work-life balance. And I thought it was super unhealthy. And I kind of got into this rhythm of, if I'm not productive, then it's not important. And I still struggle with that, by the way, even though I've taken a lot of measures to tone down and to, you know, learn how to create more balance in my life. But
even though I have the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, daily discipline.
It's not a daily practice.
Worked and obsessed with productivity. Yeah.
Correct. So my husband and I, we were talking for quite a while about Los Angeles, because I used to plan tons of conferences in California when I was at Bear Stearns, and I had such great memories of just being surrounded by mountains and sunshine and a little bit of a like laid back attitude, especially towards work. The work-life balance attitude out here was completely different. And I know you know that because you lived in Venice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so we did it. We moved across the country with our two kids and our dog, 2012, July.
And how old were the kids when they moved?
They were 12 and 15.
Oh, that's not the easiest age.
No. Very easy for my son, who was 12, because he was going into seventh grade, and that was like a feeder year, but not for my daughter going into 10th grade. In fact, she never forgave me for moving her to LA, and now she's back in New York City.
Wow. Okay. Well, we know where she likes it better. And my stepdaughter, she grew up in LA. She's in New York City for college, and she said she's never going back to LA. She loves New York City. So I feel like it's the yin and yang of our country psyche. Like the masculine is New York, go, 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 cortisol, all this achievement and energy. And LA is more feminine, more holistic, more laid back. So,
it really is. It really is. In fact, sometimes it's a struggle for me here because I get pulled by that, and because I do have a business that, and I have deadlines and I have to focus. You know, I've got to make sure that I do that. You know, it's very important. So that push pull is still there, but in a different way than it was in New York. So in New York, you can't escape it. It's like you walk outside.
It's just like a rhythm that you get drawn into, and it's just like it's on. It's go time.
Yeah, so I think it's great though when you're in like your 20s and 30s, and
great.
Energy levels are high, and you're surrounded by all of this productivity. It just feels good, and it makes you want to be the same way. So it encourages that kind of attitude. And everybody sort of like drinks the Kool-Aid there and is into that.
Absolutely. So how did your husband deal with you always, you know, wanting to do shoot video or content, or, you know, you're going out on date night and you want to like document your food or talk about your outfit on the way there? Like how did he handle all of that?
Yeah, well, that was a mixed bag actually. And that happens later because I didn't really become that type of content creator until I moved to LA. And then I actually shut down Page Daily. So I'll get into it like in the sequence of how things happen. So it's like, yes. I shut down Page Daily when we moved here because all of the online magazines started pouring their money into those properties. So it was like InStyle.com, Refinery, there was Vogue.com. And it was really hard for me to compete up against it because they were putting out product that was just like mine, but with huge ad budgets. And they just like took away my audience. So I ended up moving. When we moved here, I started to wind down Page Daily. And I decided that this wasn't my last act. I'm 47 years old and I still have something else, you know, to do here. And I have a message and I want to help women and I still want to encourage them to be the best versions of themselves. And it was just, you know, I said, I'm going to figure this out. So a couple of years, I was just like noticing all of these different bloggers all over LA. And I said, who are these girls? Either having professional photographers or their boyfriends shooting them all over town, like outside of Alfred Coffee, like wherever it would be. If I was in Malibu, I would see it. And I said, you know, I can do this. And I probably have a lot of information to offer, not just say, oh, here's my outfit of the day. Like I have things that can actually help women, tips and tricks, because I have that journalistic bent. So I feel like I can bring that to my audience. And I just tried doing it a little bit in the beginning. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call this the Glow Girl. I was like, because I feel like everybody can be a glow girl, whatever age and stage you're at. So my audience really skews from 35 to 65. It's like a really large demographic. And because a lot of 35-year-olds, because I do ask them, I'm like, you know, why do you follow me? I'm 60. And they said, because we want to know what to do.
So that like you. Everyone wants to look like you, whatever age you are. And I can't believe you're going to be 60. So we are
I turned 60 in February.
Oh, you look amazing. And you are glowing. We're going to pause for a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get right into it with your favorite rituals, products, and mindset shifts. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm so excited. We were ranked 55 in the United States last week out of millions and millions of podcasts in the education category. And we're just so excited to come right back after a short break. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are talking to Melissa Myers, an amazing example of pro aging and looking beautiful at any age. I want to get right into it. What are these rituals and products? Plus, she's a journalist, so she's researched it. She's all about clean ingredients. What are some of your favorite rituals, products, and mindset shifts that help women glow in midlife?
Well, there's quite a few, and a lot of them I try to practice, and I'm still a work in progress. But I start my day every day with box breathing. It's like a deep breath that you take in for four counts. You hold it for four counts, and then you let it out. And I just feel like getting the breath, because I think a lot of us hold our breath up here all day. And I know I do this too. Like I'll be driving in my car. I'm like, why am I breathing up here?
Shoulders are in our ears and we're holding our breath and it's like, oh, just let it all out. Like if you're listening to a podcast, just take a deep breath and go, wow, like let it out.
Exactly. Just the deep breathing to start my day has
been. How many minutes do you do that?
So important. I do that 5 minutes in the morning and I do it 5 minutes before I go to bed.
Okay.
So that I can re-regulate my system and it works. And the other thing I do is I always like to get a little bit of sunshine before like I start my day. So I go right out the door and I also put my feet in the grass. I watch the birds. I have a little ritual with my, I have a little mushroom coffee, like an adaptogen mushroom that has lion's mane in it, which I start.
Which one? Which mushroom?
It's called Om. It's called Om and it's a hot chocolate.
I've tried that one. I've tried Rise and I've tried Mudwater.
Mudwater I like too, but Om, to me, you know, I have a sweet tooth, so the way that I try to cut out sugar is like replacing it with monk fruit, and I found that Om uses monk fruit in their formulation.
And it's so, chocolate, it's, coffee, like mocha, or? Yes.
Oh, no, the Brain Fuel, yes. It's called Brain Fuel.
Okay, we'll have to check that out. Om Brain Fuel.
And then they have the hot chocolate one too.
And you take that outside, so you get your sunlight and you do your grounding. And how many minutes do you go outside for with your mushroom coffee?
I mean, it's like 10 minutes. Nice. I wish it could be longer. And I also, you know, recommend adding a meditation, but I haven't been able to do that. But I do listen with my headset to 528 hertz. Did you ever hear of that?
Yes.
Yeah, the sounds, very calming.
And do you have a favorite meditation app or YouTube, or do you use Spotify? Where do you listen to your 528 hertz?
I listen to it on Spotify.
Nice.
But I also like a lot of the meditations on Unplug.
Yes. Have you ever been there in LA? It's such a cool studio.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I'm very friendly with Susie Olive, who's the founder of Unplug. And she is going to be soon teaching me how to take on a meditation practice, because I'm determined, and I know I think I need it, and I think we all need it, to start a practice. So, yeah.
Well, that would be the perfect time when you're outside with the mushroom coffee, finish the coffee and do your meditation, like you said. Mm-hmm. That would be ideal.
Yeah, like a five minute a day practice, I think will be great. So, and then, you know, I start my day, like right after that, I get in and I time block my day. So I know between, you know, like 11 and 1, I'm going to be working on, I'm going to be answering emails. I know between 1 and 3, I'm going to be doing shoots. I actually pick a shoot day. Usually my shoot day is Wednesday. So I find that it is really helpful to have a routine and a schedule. Mm-hmm. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be like you stick to every minute of it. But like, for example, I like to work out every single day. And I also like to get my 10K steps in a day, which I just heard. There was a new report that you only need to get 7K steps a day, because it doesn't matter, 7 to 10, the difference is not, doesn't matter. So I will now switch that to 7K steps a day.
Great.
Take a little bit of time. And the way I do that, I listen to podcasts. So I like to do two things at one time. So listening to some podcasts or, you know, something inspirational. Right now, I'm listening to Let Them by Mel Robbins.
Yeah.
I find that to be, you know, her advice to be really helpful. Brianna Wiest is very inspirational as well. There's so much that you can do with your time, but make use out of time, like taking in steps.
So you have a time block from 11 to 1, and then you have lunch and do your walk?
No, I do my walk. So all my working out is done early. It's done between 8 and 10.
Okay. So what is your workout other than
my workout schedule? So it's every day is something different. And I suggest trying a lot of different classes and things to see what resonates most. So
are you on ClassPass? I'm obsessed with ClassPass because I don't have to choose one.
I am on ClassPass, but I do have my things that I love. So some of them are on, some of them aren't.
What are they?
For example, like Monday morning, I like to do Pilates. And I do it once or twice a week, but I have to get it in once a week. So that's a Monday class.
That's Pilates or the reformer machine?
The reformer Pilates.
Yeah, that's very hard. Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, I go to Monarch, which is my athletic club, and I do weightlifting. And that's a new thing that I incorporated, which I think is super important for anyone over 50 to have strong bones, and not just strong bones, strong muscles. I mean, it also strengthens the bones as well, but it's been game changing for me. My body it looks so different. I mean, it just I didn't think there was anything that could like get rid of some of the crepiness or some of the like little flabbiness, but the weightlifting is doing it. The weightlifting in combination with some of the supplements, which I'll talk about too, because then I have a supplement ritual.
Oh yeah. Wednesday, I love weightlifting.
Yeah, we can talk about that. So that Wednesday I do yoga once a week. I leave 2 days open. So mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, if you overschedule yourself, you'll it's hard to be successful because then you feel disappointed if you don't do it. So I'm a huge believer of that 80-20 rule. Mm-hmm. Be great 80% of the time, give yourself 20% slack. That's in eating, that's in your sleep, that's in drinking, that's in everything. So, yes. Everything in moderation, but like the 80-20 rule, if you can live by that, then, you know, I think you're one step ahead. So
well, that's a very kind way to be, because I'm like a recovering perfectionist. So I'm more of like a 95 perfect. And then I give myself like 5% slack. But I think a kinder general way to be is 80-20. Like as long as you're doing the right things 80% of your time, give yourself 20% to live life, to have a piece of cake at your friend's birthday party or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just a workout to do something.
Oh, yeah.
And your family. Yeah, I think that's
yeah, pizza and fries. Pizza and fries for me all day long, Saturday and Sunday. I mean,
all day long. I find that hard to believe.
That's the day. And, you know, I love chocolate, but, you know, dark chocolate, I think is okay if you have one little square. It's,
yeah.
You know,
that's actually good for you. That's
yeah, like satisfy the sweet tooth.
Superfood.
It is.
So let's talk about your favorite supplements. I want to hear about your supplement routine and what time of day do you take them? Do you do like intermittent fasting? Like what, tell us about your morning ritual as far as your supplements go.
Well, I usually don't eat breakfast. I have that mushroom coffee. So I don't know if that's like a real intermittent fasting, but I think it does count because there's no sugar in it. So I have that first thing in the morning.
And less than 50 calories, you're still fasting.
Oh, yeah, it's only 20.
So there you go. You are intermittent.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah. And then, so I eat my first meal probably around like 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always filled with salad and vegetables. I always make sure I have protein in every single meal. And I think that's super important. So the amount of protein that you need would be, they usually say your body weight, but that can be tough to handle. So, there's like my fitness pal. There's some apps that can help you with that. But I like to just, you know, see like the amount of protein that will fit in the palm of my hand and make sure that I have that in every meal. So, you know, whether it's like lean protein, and for me, I'll eat burgers, I'll eat red meat. And I need the iron. So, you know, one of the things that I really encourage people to do is to go to an integrative doctor and get their blood work done. And a lot of people don't need to do that because your regular doctor will only take like the basic blood panel, but there's so many other things to look for to see what's missing in your system.
Yes.
And that is key. So I learned about this like many years ago when I did move to LA, I got sick here because I had a home that was filled with toxic mold and mildew and I was highly allergic to it. And then when I went to an integrative doctor, cause nobody could figure out why I was getting chronically sick. She did a series of blood work and it turned out I was allergic to so many different things, not only just foods, but there were like things in the environment. There were things that I was missing, like vitamin D. Who would think I'd be missing vitamin D because I'm out all day, you know, in LA, but, you know, and vitamin D is crucial. So for, you know, fighting so many chronic diseases and inflammation and just all of that. So I learned a lot. And then that inspired me to kind of go down this whole rabbit hole of clean living. Like, I mean, I was the girl, like, remember in fashion, I was like the first one to buy like the latest Chanel lipstick and the Giorgio Armani foundation and NARS Orgasm and all these like, you know, amazing products. But then I found out once I started researching that these are toxic.
Yeah, so, crazy.
Yeah. So You know, we can get to that after, because I know you asked me about my supplement.
Yeah, let's go back to let's talk about the supplements, because I'm really, I know you said vitamin D.
So in terms of my supplements, I take something called Timeline Nutrition, and those are gummies. And by the way, I just put together a new supplement PDF. So on my website, theglobalife.com, I offer all of these resources and tons of free resources. And also, if you go to my Instagram, at Melissa Myers, you can see that there is like a stand store. And when you press that, all of my resources and offerings are in that little hub. So I have a lot. I have like, I curated a list of clean body care, clean hair care, supplements. And so, you know, the supplements to continue there, because, you know, you can see my little ADD brain going on, talking about every little thing that I want to cover today.
I know we have so much ground to cover. Don't worry, I'll keep you on track.
Yes. Okay. So we start with Timeline Nutrition. And then I also take True Niagen, which is NAD plus, which we need. I mean, and also the True Niagen has so much in it for energy and for your muscles to recover. And same with the Timeline Nutrition. They both have a different way of delivering the information. They have a different way of delivering this energy and rejuvenating your mitochondria. So like Timeline Nutrition, you can do in gummies, you can take it in pills, you can take it in a powder form. It's excellent for rejuvenating and regenerating your muscles and your energy.
Gummies a lot of times have sugar. Do they have any sugar in the gummies?
I don't think they have like sugar. I think they use also monk fruit.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Monk fruit and stevia.
Monk fruit or stevia, but I know that they're sugar-free and they taste delicious. And I'll tell you, like, that is, I think Timeline and True Niagen are two, I think, longevity supplements that are extremely important if you want to retain muscle mass, energy, and just, you know, have your muscles just work the way they did like 20 years ago. I mean, I'm 60 and I feel better than I did at 40. Much better. Like that physically, mentally, everything as a whole. So, you know, it's just these little baby steps. I feel like, you know, I always say Rome wasn't built in a day. So it's the baby steps towards changing your life and making your life, you know, a little bit more enhanced, a little glowier, a little better each day. And all those little steps add up to one big change.
Big glow getter, because that's what you call
glow getter. I love it.
Your followers. So do you take creatine?
I do. I take it by Array, and that's in a gummy version as well. And I take vitamin D, vitamin B. I take theanine, which is, I find, really great for calm and just for mood. I also take magnesium every single night, and I feel like that has been crucial for my sleep. It has really been game-changing for me. And usually the supplements that I take, they're all researched, and I use this cleanest formulation. So I recommend Thorn, and I recommend True Encapsulations. So if you're going to order supplements, those are the two brands that I highly recommend ordering from. And of course, the multivitamin is great, and you could take that as a gummy. I don't do it because I do them all separately.
Yeah.
Between gummies and powders and then regular pills, of course, you know. And then I also take a DHEA, which is, it's like it boosts your hormones. So
it helps you keep your muscles too.
Exactly. So take DHEA. I am on HRT, so, which I think it has been life-changing for me. I know some women can't go on it.
Yeah.
So there are alternatives for people who can't go on it. There's something called Feminescence, which I used to be on, but then I switched on to HRT, and it's been great.
HRT, if you don't know what that means, if you're listening, it means hormone replacement therapy. Right. So we are going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Melissa is going to tell us about the beauty care products that have toxic ingredients that we should get rid of today. You're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, and we are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we'll come right back after a short commercial break. Welcome back, everyone. I'm so interested in this next question. What are the ingredients or products that we should ditch and replace with clean products? I know, starting with lipstick, that's probably something that should be clean. A lot of women are, even myself, I have not switched yet to clean lipstick. So convince us, convince me what products we need to ditch and switch out for the clean version.
Well, I always say what you put on your body is as important as what you put in your body. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't be putting toxic things inside. You wouldn't be eating toxic food. So Why would you be using it like on your skin? Because it just seeps right into your blood system.
Yes.
And I think there are a lot of toxins in some of the most popular brands, you know, luxury brands.
Yeah.
Like, you know, NARS, Giorgio Armani, Chanel. I mean, a lot of these brands, they have not adopted the clean living standards yet. I think they all will eventually because there's so many other brands. It's become so popular. Some brands that I really like are RMS, Ilia for makeup, mm-hmm. Say, and in terms of lip care, I use Say as well, and St. Jean. I have these Glow Girl certified, that's what I call them, Glow Girl certified lists. And I have them all available. They're on my blog, they're on my Instagram, in my caption, I mean, in my headline, you can see in the bio.
I'm going to throw away everything today.
Yeah, they're already curated with all of the products that I have found that I've switched out from other products that, you know, that I don't use anymore. So I'll give you an example because you want hard examples. And I actually have a couple here that I took out to show you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I loved my NARS blush and I couldn't live without it. Used it for 10 years or maybe more. And as an editor, that's like just a cult favorite. And I said, okay, I am determined to find a replacement for that. So I found it in RMS, which doesn't have any talc, sulfates, phthalates, anything that can disrupt your hormones or your endocrine system. So this is just a great brand. And you can see this color is called French Rose and it's a perfect dupe.
So RMS, R as in Rebecca, M as in mom, S as in Sam.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It looks amazing. I love the color and your cheeks are definitely glowing.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, there are so many products. I mean, I'm trying to think, even deodorant, like you shouldn't be using the Dove and the Secret deodorant. You should be using Corpus deodorant. And I've tried so many deodorants because everyone says that the aluminum-free deodorants don't work. But this brand and another brand called Evolving Together, they're both on my Glow Girl certified list. So you can see.
Yeah.
I use the number green scent. It's unbelievable and it truly works. Even my son, steal it from me. And now, like, I just, everyone in the family uses it. So we love this.
How do you spell that one?
This is Corpus, Corpus.
Cool.
Yeah. And they sell, a lot of these products are sold at Credo, which I'm a huge fan of. So Credo already does the work. They narrow down all the products that are clean. They curate and pick their best ones. And then I curate from Credo. So then I, as an editor for over 25 years, I get about 30 boxes a week of products. And I try and test them. I look at the consistency, the scent. Do they last? Do they actually work? Because some of these products, they're clean, they don't have preservatives, they wear off very quickly. I mean, it's close to impossible to find a great mascara that can compare to some of the other, you know, brand name mascaras. I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, I found two, which I'll show you right here. One is by Ere Perez. And this is the hardest thing to find. And it is a waterproof mascara. I'm wearing it right now. And it's just incredible. It's made with avocado oil.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to really educate yourself, which is super important before you start making these changes and dumping out all your, you know, toxic makeup, you can look on Think Dirty and the Yuka apps. So mm-hmm. both of those apps will give information. They also have it for free. You can scan your product in the app and you can see if it's toxic or not. If it's in the green, it's good. If it's in the orange, it's mixed. And then in the red means, you know, next, throw
so
it away.
Anti-lash extensions, which is such a huge one right now.
Anti-lash extensions. I find that this, this by Sarah Creel, you don't need lash extensions when you use this product. This is.
And how do you spell her last name? Sarah, how do you spell Creel?
C-R-E-A-L. And it's
C-R-E-A-L. Okay.
Yes, Sarah Creel. So these two products for mascara. And by the way, I have a tip that I think will be very helpful to most women. I always write the date with a marker on the bottom of my mascara. And if you have this mascara, you probably need to just get a little sticker, a little white sticker. And then I write the date that I started using it so that I can count 3 months. And I look at it and like when 3 months are up, that's it. Throw it away. Even if it seems like it's okay, like there's still mascara left. I just know that there's a lot of bacteria buildup and I have been prone to eye infections before. So I just get rid of it.
Now, so. Perfume is really toxic too. You probably don't use mainstream perfume anymore.
No, I use Sage Lifestyle.
Okay.
Sage Lifestyle. And there's a scent called Diamond that I like. And there's another scent. They're so good. They make me rollerball. It's kind of like more of like essential oils. Mm-hmm. But I also recommend using essential oils like lavender or frankincense. And I do use them. I just use them plain. And that's my scent. Because I do like to smell nice.
Yeah.
And you can also just like put a couple of drops of essential oils like in your, when you're washing your sheets. And it's such a great feeling to come into the sheets that smell like clean and fresh. And they give you a little boost if it's like lavender or something. So
you put the essential oil in the dryer, like mm-hmm. when you're drying the clothes?
When you're drying or even in with a wash, just like stick a tiny little bit in.
Oh, like in the part where you put the washing. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. So many good tips. I definitely am going to start listening to your blog. So what are the beauty essentials that are in your purse right now? What do you not leave the house without?
I do not leave the house without using this every day. This is the Stay Slip Tint, and it has SPF. I think it's SPF 25, and it is my go-to. I mean, I'm wearing it right now. It's not a foundation. It's a tinted moisturizer, but it has a glowy finish, which I love, and it smooths out any imperfections in your skin, but in a very with a sheer coverage, so it never really.
Spell that for the people listening at home.
It's S A I E, and I also love their lip glosses.
Oh.
I'm wearing a lip gloss right now.
So that what else is in your purse?
There's a color called Bubble. So it's the Say Bubble Lip Gloss. It's their newest color, newest shade, and I love it. And you were talking about lipsticks before. I actually use RMS has a lip to cheek product. And so you can just put a little on your cheeks and then you can put on your lips. I use that as a lipstick. And the color that I use is Demure. And then I cover that up with with the Say Bubble Gloss.
Oh, I love this.
I can't live without that. Another thing that I can't live without is my Vegamore enhancing brow gel and lash gel. Because I feel like one of the things as we get older, our lashes thin and our brows also thin. So this is a great way. And I also use the serum on my hair and it works, you know, to keep my hair a lot fuller than it would be. So I just do this every single day. I use it and that helps maintain because I feel like one of the things as you get older is that hair, overall hair thinning. So
yeah, and Vegamore, how do you spell it?
And this is clean, because there are so many companies out there that are doing it and that are doing it well, but the products have toxic chemicals in there.
The brow gels. Yeah. How do you spell Vegamore for the people listening?
Vegamour.
Ah, awesome. I have so many products to go buy after this. I can see why you're one of the top influencers in the world, because you're influencing me a lot.
Okay. And then Osea. This brand,
yeah,
so you must know this brand.
Yes.
Okay. Almost everything they do is perfection. And I really love the Collagen Dream Night Cream. So I've been using it. Look, it's got like this little purple lavender. And it smells amazing. And then I never, ever miss a day of using a face and a body oil. And this one by Indy Lee is one of my favorites. And Indy Lee makes a fantastic cleanser as well.
So what's the difference between a face oil and serum? How do we use them?
They are different.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I tend to use a face oil and a moisturizer, but some people like to layer up serums. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are a lot of good serums. There's one by Timeline Nutrition, and they make a phenomenal skincare line. So not only do they have that longevity supplement line, but they also have this skincare line that is incredible. There's like three products in the line right now. They have a serum that I love. And that's great for fine lines, wrinkles, and just skin tightening in general. Just like they use MitaPure, which is a form of erythrin A. And that is scientifically proven to really reverse the clock. And that's why I feel strongly about, you know, the Timeline products, because, you know, I use them. And by the way, I'm not being paid by Timeline to talk about this, but I do notice a big difference when I use their products.
So what are you doing with the boxes of free products that you get every day and that you don't like or don't use? Are you giving them to your friends, your kids, your neighbors? Like,
I give a lot away. And there's a company called Dress for Success that because I get a lot of clothing too, that I donate to as well. So every couple of months, you know, they can pick up or I can drop it off there. And then they, you know, they can give it to people. Like if it's not, most of the things, unfortunately, I had to open and try. But there are some brands that like send me every single color in the SKU. So they'll send me like a concealer and it'll be like 10 different concealers. And I know that I'm not fair and I know that I'm not the super dark. So those products I can take and, you know, donate. And then there's some brands that I work with. I do UGC, which is user generated content for brands. And I've been actually doing quite a bit of that lately. And, you know, when I do that, sometimes a brand will send me a bunch of clothing. It's not going on my feed. It wouldn't necessarily be my style, but you know, they want me to. It's almost like I'm almost like a working actor at this point, a commercial actor.
Absolutely.
That I give away with the you know, that I can give away with.
If I was living in LA, I would be your new best friend. I'd be coming over once a week for products and clothes, and you know, shopping your giveaway store. We're going to go to one more break and then we'll come back and we're going to ask her a very important question about what she would tell her 30-year-old self. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are talking to influencer, lifestyle, blogger, pro-ager, Melissa Myers. You are peaking in your 60s, setting such a beautiful example for women all over the world. What would you tell your 30-year-old self about beauty, wellness, and lifestyle if you could talk to her right now?
Well, I wish I had the knowledge that I have right now to tell her and give her some advice. But a couple of things. Don't sweat the small stuff. That'd be number one. And don't look back, Rome wasn't built in a day. That's another one of my favorites, because I think my 30-year-old self really thought that like I could do it all and do it all successfully. And what you realize is the balance is the most important thing for happiness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to strike that balance, to glow from within. Also, you know, when I was 30, I was trying to impress people. I wasn't necessarily believing what I was. The imposter syndrome. I was always striving for something that was one up, better. And now I just want to be happy, have a couple of friends, community. I just want to share my information with other women. And, you know, I just feel comfortable in my own skin. And I wish I could tell my 30-year-old self that this is what life's all about. And don't sweat the small stuff, because it's mostly small stuff.
Beautiful. I love that. And the last question is, what current affirmation or mantra is guiding your life?
Just, I'm a work in progress, and, you know, try to be the best version of yourself every day, a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. That goes along with what you said of Rome wasn't built in a day. If you just progress 1% every day, after a year, that's 365% progress. So what I'm hearing you say is you have these little micro habits and small tweaks that maybe the next day, the next week, or the next month, you don't see anything in your beauty or your health routine changing as far as your appearance. But over a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, decades, that's where you will really see these huge returns in these habits that you're espousing. Am I hearing you correctly?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, this has been so much fun. I know my listeners are going to want to get all your, you know, blogs, your products, all the good things that you're offering us. Where can people find you online and how can they stay in touch with you?
They can find me at Melissa Myers on my Instagram. And they can also find me at theglowgirllife.com, which is my blog. I have a newsletter that everybody can subscribe to. And I only send out 1 to 2 newsletters a week, never share information. It's a great place to get the tips directly into the inbox because you all get so busy and you can miss something on social media so easily. And it's kind of like an online magazine. And I am taking the month of August off, but I will be coming back in September, and I'm always thinking of what's next. So I am launching something called the Glow Girl Travelers. I'm going to start focusing a little more on travel and working with hotels and just, you know, trying to do what I've been doing with the Glow Girl, because the way I monetize with the Glow Girl is really through sponsors, you know, sponsor content. And I've worked with, you know, Clean Cover Girl. I've worked with L'Oreal. I've worked with so many, you know, big brands from Target to Whole Foods to just, you know, a lot of people. So, you know, I'm just so thankful that I have this business coming in and that, you know, that this is how I survive and how I'm able to bring all of this wonderful content to my audience. So I am very, very appreciative of everyone. And so come find me and glow up.
All right. The glow up is loading, guys. You have listened to another fantastic episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show, where we're going from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Here we believe in aligning 7 pillars of our life so we can create success through alignment, not the hustle and grind. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Thanks for listening, everyone.